There was, you were talking about Grandpa Giles. And, yeah, the, oh, okay. Yeah, the census from 1910, they had, John Duffy was the hired man. Yeah, he was on the, they have him on the census.
Later on.
John Tusky?
Yeah. 1910, I bet Merritt's not on there yet. The first day he was born, the 21st of January.
Yeah, actually, he was, this was taken in April of 1910, so he was 3 months old. Yeah, they've got him on here, 3 months old.
Yeah, he was born in 1910.
Yeah. John P. Duffy, age 22.
Yeah, well, I guess in those days he used to hire, you know, whoever came along. He didn't have a one. I'm gonna go try to get a burger. I don't have any cash, but otherwise they'd have one that would live with him.
Huh. Well, this guy probably lived with them.
Yeah.
I imagine if he's on the census. This is let's see, what road are they on here? Smith Road. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. That was a little tidbit there. Let's sort of see what the other ones were. So I imagine the hired man worked around the farm too? I mean, did he help with the, bring in the crops?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, here's the other one. 1920. Yeah, the laborer was Adolf Emerito.
Oh yeah, he used to talk about Adolf.
So that was 1920. He was 27 at the time. He was born in Austria.
Yeah, they used to talk about Adolf.
What we're going to do is we're going to lightly just saute those in the butter with a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper. How's the strudel? Oh, let it rip. All right, so now we've got buttered peas, we've got the puree of cauliflower, and our
Pstaster. And we laugh about that cartoon. Pstaster.
I guess that's before my time. I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, that was. And I can't remember what cartoon strip it was, but I'll get that guy. See it, let me see underwear. I think there was some in the goat's nest.
I got a record from Germany with Mary Worm, but I don't recognize. It's hard to read this stuff. I was wondering if you know what some of this is. I mean, it's in German, for one thing. But there's Worm, Mary, and Zuname, and Vorname. So I guess that's surname and given name.
Yeah.
And then it says that she was 20, Alter. Altor, must be age. And then, I couldn't tell I wasn't sure what these two were. I think these must be where she came from. But I wasn't sure what this means. What these headings mean.
This looks like
you guys must have a good time here. Yeah. Province. The writing is so script. I can't see what the actual word is.
It's probably somebody that writes German. doesn't write English very well.
Yeah.
And my eyes are terrible now.
Yeah, they've hit her name. They hit her name as IE quite a bit.
Yeah, well, I think Mary and Marie were kind of interchangeable in those days. And they said to a lot of people when they came on Ellis Island, when the guy couldn't spell their name right, they spelled it any way they wanted or even changed it, you know.
Huh.
Well, she must have come by herself then.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it was on both ends. I have the shipping records from both ends, and they showed her just by herself.
Yeah, see, I didn't see much of her after my mother and father were separated there for a few years.
Yeah.
And then when she did start coming around, she was pretty old then.
Yeah, I was trying to find if she was with anyone, but
I never heard her talk about her family or that. Like, my grandmother, I always think of my mother's mother and father, those are my grandparents that I knew, you know.
Yeah.
And my grandmother used to tell about her mother. They lived on the farm, like, had an overseer. Like peasants, you know.
Huh.
And she said her mother wouldn't take any guff like some of them. They were the guys that were over them were kind of fresh and that.
Huh.
She said her mother wouldn't take any guff from me. But see, my grandmother and grandfather, they were married and had my Aunt Mandy was the only kid they had at that time. She had lost a couple babies, I think, in Germany, miscarried.
Yeah.
Because they had to work so hard.
Well, actually, the census showed. Are you talking about?
I'm talking about.
Wilhelmina Hoppe.
Hoppe's.
Yeah.
Wilhelmina and Daniel Hoppe.
Daniel, yeah.
And then doesn't it say Mandy? Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda, born October 1885. Yeah, it says, actually the 1900 census puts down how many children were born and how many are living at the moment. So it, as of 1900, they said that Wilhelmina had 8 children. She gave birth to 8, but only 6 were living at the time, at the time of this census.
What year was that?
This is 1900.
Because that was about as many children as she had here. It was Mandy, Emma,
Bertha, your mom,
Anna,
Lizzie, and William.
Lizzie and William, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a 6 living, but apparently she had 2 more that didn't survive. I mean, that's what it said.
Yeah, I knew she had some, I didn't know how many or what.
Is he doing the burgers now? Must be the burgers.
I don't know, but he's kicking up something, a few notches. Schur's in Chicago, but they didn't teach you much of anything like a few written words or something like that. All you learned was the grammar.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine that lived across the street from us on Lowell Avenue said the book, they had company from Germany visiting them, and they said the book we were reading was very poor German, just like if we read
just like slang,
you know, book here and I think it was good German.
Huh.
Is he done already? It's not quite 10 to.
Yep. Rings after rapid.